Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
Whether you are at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace.
God is present with us. Take a moment and let this sink in. The Creator of the universe, the Creator of you and I, is present with us, right here, right now. Not only is God close, His desire is to be close. He welcomes us into nearness. He welcomes us into His presence. For even the scriptures compel us to draw near to God. For He will draw near to us. Take a moment today and give thanks for this simple truth. Simple, but powerful. God is present with us. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 20. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Hear the words of Jesus as he discusses the power of unity, as he discusses the accountability of community. Ask the Spirit of God to help you hear the heart behind the words that Jesus speaks. Thank you. Jesus speaks. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. A good question might be, what does it look like to be gathered in Jesus' name? If it's helpful, ask the Lord. God is good to reveal His nature to those who ask. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. God cares about His people. He cares about His family. God is good to give us instruction on how to relate to one another. He is good to provide direction, even in conflict. And as you go from this moment, I invite you to take a few slow, deep breaths. Allow the moment to take root in you. Take note of your thoughts, your questions, your feelings. And as you breathe, remember, God is present with us.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
If you would like to continue engaging the Slow Podcast and other resources, download the Slow Guided Prayer app by visiting slowprayer.com. That's SLOprayer.com.
And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.